Lead has been detected in water fountains, spigots at the vast majority of Delaware K through 12 schools. While officials are retesting consumption points, WHYY's Chris Barrish reports that many authorities and advocates for kids' health are urging all schools install filtered water stations ASAP.
State Education Secretary Mark Holodick told a recent legislative hearing what experts have advised him.
You really want to think about investing your time and energy into filtration systems and replacing those fixtures rather than just testing over and over and over again. That's where you want to get to.
John Rumpler of the national advocacy group Environment America says that's the best fix for Delaware, where dozens of schools are more than 50 years old with aging metal pipes.
Proactively put filters on every tap where our kids are using the water for drinking or for cooking in school. That is really the only way to protect our kids' water. That is exactly the prevention-oriented approach that we are recommending, is to get the lead out.
Amy Rowe of Lead Free Delaware agrees.
Put a filter on all consumption points. Make sure that the filters are changed properly instead of testing and repeat testing and things like that.
Lead poisoning can damage a child's brain and nervous system, slow growth and development, and cause learning, behavior, and hearing and speech problems. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.